This week's episode of Legends of Gotham is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/Gotham. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Again, that link is audibletrial.com/Gotham.
There is a war coming. A terrible war. There will be chaos. Rivers of blood in the streets. I know it.
Every criminal in the city will start making moves.
Follow up on the Arkham connection.
Arkham's been closed for 10 years.
Man, you're hurting yourself.
I'm testing myself.
Somebody has to take over.
It might as well be me.
Has anybody ever told you when you walk, you look just like... Legends of Gotham, where we talk about Fox's new series, Gotham, set in the world of Batman. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And we're back, and as of tonight, it's Monday the something...
Eighth.
The 8th of September, two weeks until the premiere of Gotham.
Yes. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, the official Gotham Twitter put out there today, 2 weeks and counting. Your Mondays will change forever, I responded. Our Wednesdays will change forever, because that's when
we'll be recording our podcast.
We'll be recording and releasing our podcast, which I guess is probably good to let the listeners know.
Yeah, BT Dubs, since all summer, we haven't been consistent because there wasn't that much information.
Yeah, plus there wasn't like a consistent episode out every week.
Correct. But coming on Wednesdays.
Yeah, because basically we do a Once Upon a Time podcast too. So basically, the way our schedule is going to work, we're going to watch once on Sunday, record the podcast for it on Monday,
watch
Gotham on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it on Mondays.
Well, yeah, I'll probably watch it. Well, we usually watch twice. So you know, we'll get our second watch in on Tuesday and then record on Wednesday, and that also gives. Like, for once, the one-day buffer is okay because we have, like, a really dedicated fan base who knows to get there right away.
To get us feedback. Because we will play your feedback. Mm. If you send us emails, tweets, Facebook messages, or voicemails, our ever-popular and favorite voicemails, you will get on the show.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
we play as many as we can.
I'll go ahead and give that information out now since...
we're talking about it.
Yeah, legendsofgotham@gmail.com is the email address, and the voicemail number is 424-274-2352. And we'd love to get your thoughts on Gotham. You okay?
I'm just making silly faces.
Yeah, I was like, what you doing? No, but I...
Wait, apparently it's Loose Secrecy Night. Sorry.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's cool. It's just a little check-in before the premiere.
Exactly. We got a little bit of news. We got a little bit of things to announce.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
But, you know, with once, since we have that dedicated fan base, doing the podcast the day after it airs isn't so bad because we have a lot of stuff there. But we figure, one, to kind of save us from completely breaking our backs, and two, to give the fan base kind of a time to ramp up and get the feedback to us quickly and stuff. We'll go ahead and give you a day spacer in there. And that also gives us a chance to kind of reflect and, analyze and
scour the internet for tidbits that we missed.
Really give you some valuable, valuable commentary about Gotham, because that's what we're here for. It's not to entertain. It's just value.
This is all 100% educational. Value. Completely educational. You could write this off as a college course.
Most likely. Most likely. Okay, well, we don't have any discussion topics today because we didn't bring any. But
we didn't bring any.
We didn't bring any.
This was a really good college
course. Here's my drunk voice from earlier. No, but we have some news. Do you want to do the news thing?
Okay.
News. Okay, first up, Fox, this past week, they released, if you remember the movie theme trailer they released a couple weeks ago for Gotham, about a minute long. Well, actually, I think it was around Comic-Con.
Yeah.
They released it. And we mentioned it on the last episode. They did a fan trailer contest where basically the technical term is sweeted, where... You know, they compile a bunch of different clips, like fan-made clips based on the trailer, and then recompile like a fan-made version of the trailer. And they came out with it.
And it was really good. Yeah, it's really good because we're in it.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
I'm Bullock and Gordon.
And I'm Essen and Fish Mooney.
Yes. So I think what we'll do right now is we'll just go ahead and...
And there's a pet monkey.
Yes, there's a pet monkey.
In a sweater. The monkey's in a sweater.
It'll be embedded in the post for this episode at legendsofgotham.com. I highly recommend you check it out. But we're going to play through it just because we're in it.
We're in it.
Okay, it starts with the title card I made, that green one. I made that too.
I did that. Can't can't help it.
There is a war coming.
Have to.
A terrible war. There will be chaos. Rivers of blood in the streets.
I know it.
Every criminal in the city will start making moves.
Follow up on the Arkham.
Hey, that's me.
Arkham's been closed for 10 years.
Man, you're hurting yourself.
There's Fox Sports.
I love that.
Somebody. Hey, that's me too. Over.
It might as well be me.
Oh, we missed your fish money line. Hold
no,
on.
I didn't. Somebody has to take over.
Somebody has to take over.
It might as well be me.
I'm that was it. You're beginning to irritate me.
However dark and scary the world might be right now, there will be light. There will be light.
The monkey.
That performance at the end was just very powerful.
It was
and
very
moving.
The monkey was amazing.
You, when you walk, you look just like a penguin.
No one's ever told me that.
No, but definitely a lot of fun. And
so much fun.
Yeah, I've actually ended up online running into a few of the other people who made it in. Yeah, like on Google Plus and stuff like that.
The Googles.
And one of them follows me on Twitter and stuff like that.
Nice. Hi, new friends.
Hello, Gothamites.
Gothamites?
Yeah, that's what we're officially calling ourselves, as per Alfred, Sean Pertwee.
Oh, okay, Gothamites.
Yeah, because someone asked me through the Legends of Gotham Twitter account a couple weeks ago what I thought that we should call ourselves. Mm. And before I got a chance to respond, Sean Pertwee tweeted out something unrelated, but mentioning the term Gothamites. So we were like, okay, yeah, that's it then.
That makes sense.
If Alfred says, I mean, Alfred's a sage. Yeah,
whatever Alfred says goes.
Exactly. Yep. But and there's a lot of fun things in there. Like someone, I guess, did the entire trailer in vegetables,
vegetable puppets.
And then there's like all sorts of animations and everything. So
the guy who does the penguin is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Actually, he's one of the people I ran into. I'm not sure if it's him in particular, but the guy who was in charge of that clip, he's like a YouTube personality more or less. So
he's famous. He's famous on the YouTubes.
He has the YouTube chops, right? And they also have a really fun version that we'll also link in the show notes that does it side by side.
That is really cool. Mm-hmm.
And I noticed I ended up pulling the same exact face as Donald Bullock, although I didn't mean to at all. But I like freeze framed it, and mm-hmm. I was like, wait a second, that's the same.
You're exact. Like, I look exactly like him.
We both look like we have a pound of rot in our gut. Which is kind of the character.
Nice.
Okay, so let's see here. We don't have a ton of news, unfortunately, so we're going to try and stretch it out here. But next up we have, and we'll probably start and stop this a little bit and talk about it, but it's a profile they released on the Penguin, Oswald Cobblepot. But we'll go ahead and start playing it and just...
talk about it.
Yep.
Anyone ever tell you, when you walk, you look just like a penguin.
That's the third version of that line we've gotten in this podcast.
Nobody's ever told me that. In the beginning, Oswald starts off as a toady, as a grunt for Fish Mooney, who is a crime boss in Gotham City.
There is a split in the underworld between the Maroni family and the Falcone family, so... A character like Penguin, for instance.
Yeah, I just love his look, though. Really, like with the sunglasses, the round sunglasses, and although I know when they first announced him, I was a little concerned just because he's in good shape.
He's not round.
Yeah, but
it's almost better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, it is early days for him, too. I think he even says in here somewhere that he's not really playing the Penguin. He's playing Oswald Cobblepot, who will eventually become the Penguin. And that this his role in the series is kind of about discovering that side of himself.
No. Gil Zine is loyal.
So am I. I would open a vein right here and now if you asked me to.
Go on, then. Open one.
I think Robin Lord Taylor's portrayal of Penguin is going to be a real revelation.
I guess he cut his ankle.
Because what he's doing is not just playing a sort of a villainous evil mastermind, but he's sort of sympathetic. He's sort of likable in his sad, pathetic, sort of henchman way.
There's a war coming. A terrible war. There will be chaos. Rivers of blood in the streets. And I can help you.
It's funny because I'm not actually playing the Penguin. It's Oswald Cobblepot. Yeah. As we go through the story, he realizes his true potential as a violent, psychopathic person.
Yeah, that's why I let it play for another minute, because I knew that line was coming up, and I knew he would do it much better than I did.
Yeah,
so.
I'm so excited for his character.
Oh yeah, like I'm definitely glad that he's the one who's going to be like one of like the big like regular character regular characters, just because there's so much potential there.
Right.
And
I don't think we've really met anybody who's not set to be a regular character
as of yet. Like, I know. Well, we'll discuss that in a minute. Okay. But I know I would like to see. I would like to see some Freak of the Week kind of characters.
Well, I'm sure we will have some Freak of the Week after the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't really have a Freak of the Week in the first episode. But, yeah. What? Oh, you want me to take the next one?
Yeah, if you could take
the next one. Okay, I was like, what are you talking about? Okay, so they also released a similar trailer-y thing with Jada Pinkett Smith for Fish Mooney on Glamour.
Yeah, but it was, again, excerpted from that... that longer special they did
right
a couple weeks ago. Actually, I have a Fish Mooney clip here. It's part of their So Fox promotion for the fall season.
All right, let's see it.
Yeah, if you
or listen to it if you're not here.
When will I Fish ever Mooney's have an chair? Opportunity to take on a character that has so many layers that you get to be this badass villain who's beautiful, intelligent, and just crazy? It's a role of a lifetime.
It is a role of a lifetime, Jada.
Yeah, and Jada Pinkett Smith also just ruined our whole not cursing on the podcast thing.
Yeah, well, she's darn. Jada Pinkett Smith. She can do whatever she wants.
Including follow out Legends of Gotham, which was fun to see. Go ahead and finish up.
Basically, it's so there was that clip, but then we also had that whole thing. It's just a little bit about from those previews. The author just basically says that she kills it in the role and she's going to make this role truly unique in the same style as James Spader in The Blacklist.
Yeah. And the more I see about it, the more it really seems like there's going to be a lot of physicality to it, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the weird thing is in a lot of ways, and please no one take offense to this, because this is just the best way I can think to describe it. She reminds me almost of like a butcher Eartha Kitt, who was one of the Catwomen from the old Batman TV show. But Eartha Kitt, she was a bit more sultry, where Jada Pinkett Smith in this role has that element to it, but it's also cut harder because obviously she's working boss. in a world of criminals, so she has to kind of have that kind of stone front on her.
Mm-hmm.
But very cool. And next up, we got some new promo pics of various
promo
characters.
Picks, yay!
Let's see here. We have John Damon is Carmine Falcone. Looks about Falcons. How you would expect. Yeah. A really nice suit. Very
nice Italian suit.
Very mobster looking guy there. Let's see here. And then we get Andrew Stewart Jones as Crispin Allen. Crispus Allen, rather.
I was about to say Crispus.
Looking very slick with a little soul patch there. comic book fans will remember that Crispus Allen did not have a soul patch. I think he had a goatee. But
you'll have that. Well, it's kind of...
It's early days. Origin story of the James Gordon's mustache and Crispus Allen's goatee. It'll be perfect. And then we have Victoria Cartagena. I hope I got that right, as Renee Montoya, and she's really excited about the role too. She's been all over Twitter talking about
it. She's everywhere. I love it.
Asking for comic recommendations and stuff. I did recommend,
which I can appreciate. I really respect that, because I mean, she's taking her role seriously.
Yeah.
Not that the rest of them aren't, but she's doing research.
Yeah, she's going out there and seeking research from fans and stuff. Someone recommended a certain run of Gotham Central to her. I recommended 52, because Renee Montoya has a really great arc where she becomes the new Question in that story.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested that to her. And she did say on there, I noticed that someone asked her what comic book character she would like to see come on the show. And she mentioned Kathy Kane Batwoman, who's Renee Montoya's girlfriend in the comics. So, that would be very cool.
Which could be part of why she wanted that, because that's going to add another layer to her character.
Oh, definitely. And Cameron Bikondova, I hope I'm pronouncing these right.
We're really bad at pronouncing things.
Selena Kyle, Catwoman.
Catgirl.
And then I think the rest of these are just the older promo pictures.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. And then the Gotham Twitter also put up a bunch of promotional pictures.
And the Instagram, they sort of go hand in hand a little bit.
Yeah. And my favorite one, actually, is there's one with most of the main characters just standing on a rooftop behind the
the Gotham. The
Gotham logo. And it's just very, very cool. I like probably the most striking promotional image I've seen for the for the show.
It's really good. And yeah, apparently this promo is going to stop us from not cursing on the show as well.
Oh, yeah, because it says right up top, Mondays are going to kick ass. Yeah. So I – okay.
So apparently there will be mild cursing on this podcast.
We can only say ass on this podcast. The podcast ass.
The podcast
rule.
Ass.
Yes, exactly. And then
you know, there's going to be like some feature in the thing that they have like a reoccurring vulgarity.
We have to.
It is Fox.
Okay, let's see here. And then we have some pictures of Catwoman. And then we have a couple of those
clips that we've seen.
The So Fox promos. Here, we have one for Ben McKenzie, too. Why don't we go ahead and play that?
Hey,
one?
Ben McKenzie.
Gordon. It'll take a second to load here.
Maybe. Thinking about it.
Come on.
Any day now. There we go.
I think what's cool about this take on Gotham is that you're seeing this metaphorical breakpoint that plunges Gotham along a downward spiral that will ultimately manifest in people putting on costumes and going out and seeking vengeance or justice.
I keep wondering who the guy with the cleaver is.
I don't know.
I feel like he's a comic book villain. Yeah, and I'm just like an inch away in my brain from like knowing who it is.
Is he one of the part of one of the families?
I don't think I want to say
because I actually get the impression that he's part of one of the families.
It very well could be like he seems like he would be a character called like the Butcher or something. I almost want to say he was in Grant Morrison's run on Batman and Robin.
Oh, and then things went over my head
a few years ago. But if anyone out there knows, actually, write us legendsofgotham@gmail.com and let us know here. We'll finish this.
I can't wait for people to see this. We're going to make something pretty special.
So ready. So Fox. And let's see here. Oh, and they also had this. And this is we'll play a little bit of it, but it's really more of a visual thing. It's very similar to a previous special they released. But it's notable because there's a visual element to it. I can't remember the name of the comic book artist, but they had a comic book artist come in and animate some of the panels. But let's go ahead and play a little clip. Actually, this is the wrong one.
Hold, please.
There. Here's the right one. This is the point. I think this is the right one.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name is Bruce Wayne.
I promise you, I will find the man who did this.
When darkness James Gordon is the most honest man I've ever
met. No, it was the other one. But I like that song.
I know, it's so beautiful.
Bruce Wayne jumping off a building.
Pearls. Something you could have done to stop him.
See how James that Gordon, cool that is?
My name is Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, but they basically just took a bunch of stills from one of the previous trailers and had a comic book artist go over them. And it just looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, especially the Penguin.
And it looks really comic booky, like modern comic booky.
Yeah, and very, very much like the characters do in the comics, too, which is cool. So, yeah, definitely check that one out. And then let's see here. Then we did that one. Okay.
I would move H up.
You would move H up? Okay.
I would move H up.
Okay, we'll go ahead and discuss H. We're talking.
In case you're curious as to what H is,
H does not stand for heroine.
Wow.
Or hero.
Wow.
No, I meant heroine like a female hero.
Yeah, not where. Okay. Anyway, it's the Adam West documentary trailer. Ta-da-da.
Yeah, they're doing it. Let's get off the heroine.
Let's go.
They're doing a Slash Film reported this week that they're doing a documentary on Adam West, the TV's original Batman.
Cheers to you, Adam West.
Yes.
Cheers to you, sir.
And I got the pleasure of meeting and talking with Adam West and Burt Ward a couple of years ago at Dragon Con, right after a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And just the nicest guys you could ever want to meet. And they're just so humble and everything, especially considering, you know, probably 90% of the people who roll up to them, it's like, oh, it's I don't know, the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus, you know, because so many people saw them when they were kids. And so it's almost just like this mythical figure and everything. But here, we'll play just a little bit of the trailer they released for this. It's called Starring Adam West.
Starring Adam West.
And it'll start here.
Loading.
Soon.
Any day now.
Adam West is the Batman, the definitive Batman.
You know, he is a permanent icon here in American culture.
He was my first childhood love.
He is a legend. He was an unknown in the 50s, 60s. He was number one.
Cover of Life magazine, TV guide.
I really enjoyed being Batman because people responded
They were embracing of it. It's not only about making a living, supporting one's family, but can I be brilliant in what I do?
Adam became a huge...
Yeah, but it looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, super, super duper good. Like, I'm definitely going to check it out. Like, maybe
have to.
We might have to do, like, a little special podcast on it when it comes out or something.
We have 2 weeks before our lives go...
Well, I know. I'm just saying we're always looking for stuff to fill in breaks.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll save it for a break.
Summer breaks, winter breaks on TV shows. So that's definitely something that could... They could fill in there very, very nicely.
Okay.
Now, just a couple notes on the podcast, including a very special announcement. First of all.
Very special.
A podcast called Pod on Pod with, what was it?
Remember it starts playing. Sorry. But, it's really loud.
Sorry. It auto-plays. But Pod on Pod with Josh and Joel, they decided to go ahead and do a review of all the new Gotham podcasts in
awesome.
Advance of the show and everything. And they reviewed ours, of course, and they liked it.
They liked it.
Yeah, it seemed like they very much wanted to – I think they felt like they needed to differentiate each of the podcasts. So they very much cast ours as, if you don't know anything about Batman, listen to this podcast.
That's because of me.
Yeah, which that's definitely an aspect to the podcast. Yes. I don't think it's the biggest. But,
not for you, but over on this side of the table, exactly. It's pretty important.
Well, you know, I'm just saying we're not here as an educational. That's just – an aspect. It is an important aspect.
It is an important
for
aspect.
Sure, but it's not the only aspect.
Sure. Okay, I'll buy that.
But yeah, if you want to check that out, check out the show notes at greetings from Story.
Try again.
legendsofgotham.com. As you can tell, folks, we jumped in here to do this really quick, mainly because we wanted to announce the next story, which is that we're doing the Gotham Podcasters Roundtable this weekend.
Yay! Roundtable.
If you're not familiar with what a Podcasters Roundtable is, we do these over on the other podcast a couple times a year. But basically, we get all the fan cast hosts together for
that we can.
Yeah, based around the show, in this case, Gotham. And we do a big live Google Plus hangout, and we come on, we discuss the show.
Live.
Discuss the podcast. You get a chance to see us. Sorry about that.
Yeah, really.
But it's going to be this Saturday, September 13th at 8 p.m. EST over on Google Plus. Now, you can go over to Google Plus to RSVP. You know what? I didn't set up a bit.ly. Anne-Marie, why don't you go ahead and tell them a little bit about what they might expect?
Okay, things you might find at a podcaster's roundtable, quoting questions, silly stories. But it's going to be a nice way for all of us to get to know each other and to be one with the fandom, kind of.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely going to we'll get – everyone will get a chance to kind of give their take or why you should listen to their podcast.
Right, why you should listen to their podcast, why we're all excited about Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and it'll be a lot of fun. You'll be able – if you want to, you can go ahead and RSVP at bit.ly/Gotham podcast, which I just created just now. So
literally, he's
no one can
the
steal
button.
It. Here, let me put that in the show notes so I don't forget. There we go. bit.ly/Gotham podcast. And we hope we see you there live.
Oh, and we
Saturday
will be there
night.
With Before the Bat and Gotham TV podcast. Yeah, they will be joining us. It's going to be an interesting thing because isn't Before the Bat across the pond?
Somebody's
across.
Gotham TV podcast is across the
pond.
Gotham, so they're going to be staying up super late to like 1 a.m. to join us.
Which we appreciate because it's only going to be 8 p.m. here. And
They actually, Gotham TV podcast, they just released an interview with Montoya and Alan.
Yes.
I'm not going to say the actor's name because Anne-Marie has been getting on me about this.
It's hilarious. He refers to everybody as their character name at all times.
Well,
I mean, it's
You'll
a good thing.
That.
It's
You'll
a good thing.
That.
It's just funny.
But they released that today if you want to check that out. But yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it. We'll probably it'll be just nice, loose. We'll have a couple of drinks.
There
we'll
will be adult beverages.
Yes,
we encourage you to bring your own adult beverage. Perhaps
definitely.
I'll craft one.
Yeah, we're not gonna get sloppy. But we like
we've
that.
Done it before, but we won't this time.
Yeah, we like to just have a drink.
Gotta chill. Maximum chillaxin mode.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, definitely join us for that. And let's see here. To wrap up.
We have a letter and a voicemail?
A letter
is that
and
real?
A voicemail, yeah.
cool.
We definitely do. Before we get into it, we should go ahead and let you know that if you want to leave us a letter, voicemail, etc., you can email us legendsofgotham@gmail.com, tweet us at Legends of Gotham. The Facebook is facebook.com/Legends of Gotham, and the voicemail number is 424-274-2352. Again, that's 424-274-2352.
I am always taking etc.
Etc.'s?
Well, you said you can leave us a letter, voicemail, or etc. I'm like, I like etc.
Completely open to etc.'s.
Yes.
But we always like to play the voicemails because it gives us a break, a chance to get a sip of water and stuff like that. And thankfully, Caitlin called in today with one. There's a little bit of noise on it. I'll try and fade it out when it happens. But go ahead, Caitlin.
Take it away.
Hi, guys. This is Caitlin, and I am super excited for Gotham and your podcast. I've actually been checking iTunes for like a month for the season pass thing, and finally they put it up, and I'm a total fangirl for anything and everything Batman. I even like the old campy 60s TV show. It's just simply amazing. But yeah, I'm super excited for the whole Penguin backstory, and on the last episode of Legends of Gotham that you just did, you guys...
Okay, this is where the noise is a little bit.
Absolutely no idea how you guys made the connection with Friday, because... Well, no, hold on. That sounded really weird. That didn't come out right. So what I was meant to say was how you guys, how I didn't make the connection. Because I've been thinking about the Penguin's origin story in the comics, because his whole thing was that the reason why he became a big mob boss was because he killed the guy he worked for. And, yeah, that was, like, totally amazing. And then you guys cemented that idea in my head when you guys said about penguins eating fish. But...
Oh, yeah, which helps tie everything together.
I'm super excited for Gotham, and although I am a little nervous about how they're going to execute, how this is going to be executed, like, because everyone's saying that they want all these characters and stuff coming in, and I think that a lot of people might be a little disappointed because this is an origin story before Batman, and a lot of the villains as we know them now are products of Batman's interference, like the Joker and stuff like that. But I'm, like, really excited and making a mess of this voicemail, so I'm going to leave it off at that. But, yeah.
Okay, we'll go ahead.
Okay, we're going to cut you off now, Caitlin.
But thank you very much
for calling in.
Yeah, and it will be interesting to see how they kind of, like, twist the origin stories of the villains a little bit, since Bruce Wayne's going to be just kind of...
14.
Holding his hand over candles and stuff like that. But I'm assuming that's the only thing the character does the entire series besides the scream.
That's pretty much all we've seen.
Yeah, this is very true.
That's all we know.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if they're going to have him come in and out of the story. Like, if maybe Bruce Wayne will just disappear from the story for 4 or 5 episodes and then come back for a Bruce Wayne episode.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I could definitely see something like that happening. Mm-hmm. But I guess we'll see. Okay, and we'll finish up here with that. I believe this was a Facebook comment over on our Facebook from Sarah, who was previously...
Oh, yeah, it was on Facebook. She used to listen to our other podcast, gave up on that show, and is now happy to have us back for the Gotham.
Right. Yeah, and this was in reply to our posting about the podcast review podcast. And... then she says, that's how I found you guys. That's how she realized that we were doing a Gotham podcast now. I used to listen to your once cast, but gave up on the TV show after season 2. I'm glad I get to listen to you guys again. And Bill can educate me too, because I'm a comic newbie who fell in love with the Nolan version of Batman. I'm super excited for Gotham, paired with my favorite show from last season, Sleepy Hollow. Monday nights are going to be awesome.
Thank you for not saying Mondays are going to kick ass.
You said ass!
No, and now we're Pee-wee's
Penthouse. Oh, speaking of
asses,
this Thursday, September 11th, on Fox, during the re-airing of Sleepy Hollow, they will be showing that fan trailer that we're in.
Set your DVRs, folks.
Set your DVRs and send us a copy.
We don't have the DVR.
Yeah, we have to wait for the show to come up on iTunes and stuff.
Yes.
So let's see here. All right. So I think that's about it.
Wow.
I guess
I'm so excited.
I know. We're almost
2 weeks
ready to start doing like real episodes.
Real episodes, guys. Our real episodes are so much better than these random thrown together news episodes.
Promise. Well, I think if they listened to episode 4, they got a good taste of
which
what a real
episode 4.
The last one we did with Bobby.
Bobby.
Yeah. Bobby
will always get that reaction from us.
That's a pretty good indicator of. Our average quality. This was kind of thrown together at the last minute, just so we could tell you about the
roundtable. Hey, Emery, do you want to record a podcast? I said, sure, Bill.
But we just wanted to let you know about the roundtable, which is this Saturday, September 13th, 8 p.m. on Google Plus. You can RSVP bit.ly/Gotham Podcast. Now, Amory, where can people find you online?
You can find me on various Twitters at AMDSmote and at CCHCblog because I have a food crafty caffeinated, because it's crunchy crafty and highly caffeinated, blog at crunchycrafty.com.
Excellent. And as for me, you can find me on Twitter at Bill Meeks, and you can find the stuff I write at dogboyadventures.com.
And actually, I have a giveaway going over on my blog for Dogboy stuff.
Yeah, it's a Dogboy like sticker pack, isn't it?
There's a sticker pack. There's an exclusive chapter. There's links to all the books and audiobooks.
Excellent.
We cross-promote.
We try. Like we're doing right now.
Duh.
Okay, so we still haven't figured out how we're going to close these up.
No, we haven't.
I guess so.
I guess it kind of will wait until how the episodes close.
Yeah, that might give us some.
Until next time.
Come back soon for. Okay, Amory has something.